Greetings again, and welcome to Meditation Moments. God bless you and make you a blessing. I'm talking tonight about something that interested me many years ago when just a child, and I attended a circus, and before my eyes there were three rings in full action. I can remember it so well, the acrobats swinging and flying, leaping through the air. But more than anything, there was something that interested me in the third ring. For I saw a girl and a boy flinging out across the ring brightly colored missives, and they'd gone a little way in space, and then they would return and come back again, straight back in the very hands that had flung them out. No matter which direction they were thrown, back they came swiftly. The young actors would catch them as they curved back. I watched in amazement. What made those things come back again? What made them curve in their course and circle right back to where they began? They left that girl's hands, and back to her hand they came. And then I heard someone beside me say, and it's the first time I'd ever heard the word, they were boomerangs. Oh, I've heard the word many times since then, after I tucked that away in my childish mind. I had to have it explained to me when I got home. But as I say, I've seen it so many, many times in life since then, because life is itself a boomerang. Everything you do comes back sometime, somewhere. God's word says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Every word you fling out comes back someday. I believe that even my thoughts come back upon me, for thoughts are things after all. It's just an uncanny way the boomerang has of describing a circle and then returning back to the very one that threw it out. And that's the way it is, the law of spiritual gravity, the law of retribution, just as fixed as life itself, that whatever a man casts out in the world shall return again on his own life. He throws out to the world the bread of kindness, and it returns after many years such a blessing on his own life. He casts forth a curse, and the curse back to him a greater curse in the later years. Well, you say, I don't know about my boomerang. Well, yours strikes one way and mine another, but as surely as you live, God's word is true. God's word never fails, and whatever you do will come back to you. I know the kind words spoken years ago gathered momentum, and I reaped great blessings for them just in these later years of my life. And it's the same with you today. You're reaping love and gratitude from some far-flung boomerang that years ago you flung out. It's just the same, and you take a parent the other day, I was noticing, lives near me, the irritable, impatient, and then I heard the child railing back and in irritability and impatience, and I thought it's just the boomerang coming back to that parent. Some time ago I met a young man who'd lost faith in God, and in our conversation you could hear the whirl of the boomerang, for years ago he began reading the type of literature in his own home that was there by his own parents' hands, which led only to the loss of faith in everything. And some years ago also I talked to a young girl who, in reckless, independent spirit, was continually playing near the danger line. And later we were called to the home, and oh, I'll never forget that little white face and the sorrow as that girl was expecting to become a little mother. And the whirlwind of retribution, such a heartbreak, the boomerang had struck home. And some time ago at an altar, and this surely I can never forget, was a dear one kneeling there and praying, a mother. And she told how it was really a boomerang that a boy of hers had gone so wrong because she had not brought him up in the way in which he should go. And the child's life, like, the metal when it's hot, had flown into the mold and hardened there. And now that he was a man, she couldn't seem to deal with him. But it had been her own life in those early years, her indifference towards God, and no prayer in the home. And now the boomerang had come back. And she said, at that time, it was so different. I thought it'd never come back to me, and I wasn't afraid, and I thought I was just having a good time. And I used to say, it's nonsense about these things coming back. But then she said, I'm hearing now the clink of handcuffs, the shutting of prison doors over my boy. And I couldn't help but think, she said, as I sat in the deputy's office, that I heard in the distance just the return of my own life and what I'd sowed in that boy's life. You know, some time ago in a hospital in Miami, Florida, I called one morning in two different sick rooms, in one room where Marie Smith was lying sick. And there were flowers in abundance, and there was all sorts of cards and beautiful little gifts that had been sent into her room. And she was just surrounded by these thoughtful little offers of kindness. But that had been her life, for she had sown love and thoughtfulness through the years and into the lives of these others. And now it was coming back to her in her hour of need and desperate sickness in that hospital. In the other room was lying a woman alone, bitter, suspicion on every feature of her face. Selfishness had ruled her life. Selfish, suspicious, critical. And there she was lying with her face turned to the wall. I'll never forget those two visits, because she had built about her life a friendlessness, a coldness, a hardness of heart, and selfishness. And now she was shut in alone in the time of her death. Oh, what a difference in those two rooms, where the boomerang came back in different ways. In Proverbs 2:27, God's word says, "Whoso diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it will return unto him." And then in Ecclesiastes 11:1, God's word says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Oh, the one that lives unselfishly, caring for the needy and lifting the burdens, easing the pain, supplying the need. You sure will see that boomerang come back in blessing upon them someday. And God's word makes it very plain about reaping what you sow. If the reaping doesn't come in fullness here in this life, it will come in the next life. Except you repent, the reaping certainly is coming. But you can repent. God's word says, "Except you repent, you shall likewise perish." But God's word also says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin. And God's word never returns to him void. And it shall prosper in that whereunto he sent it. If you'll turn to God's word and read it and live in it, oh, what a boomerang it'll be upon your own life. What a blessing it will be. Lay up your treasure in heaven now. And what a glorious boomerang it will be in the days of your old age. God bless you. Bring the lesson home to your heart. He's still on the throne, and prayer changes things.